Welcome back, everybody. The Captain's America Radio Show rolls on here as we approach the downward side of 9 o'clock. It's 8:35 Eastern Time, wherever you might happen to be listening to us from. Joining us right now live on the telephone line from Istanbul, Turkey, from the Scientific Research Foundation based there. We're talking with Dr. Babuna. Dr. Babuna, how are you today, sir?
Thank you very much. How are you?
Well, I'm very busy. It's been one of those days here in the sun coast of Florida, all kinds of stuff going on. Now, we want to talk about the book that's out there, Islam Denounces Terrorism, and your organization. Tell us what it is that you're doing, sir.
Well, I represent Harun Yahya, Mr. Adnan Oktar, who is the author of 300 books, and one of them is Islam Denounces Terrorism. So basically, if we start, and the definition of terrorism, the broadest sense, is violence committed against non-military targets for political purposes. The targets of terror are entirely civilians, whose only crime is in the eyes of terrorists to represent others. So according to this definition, the concept of Islamic terror is a great misconception. Islamic terror is an erroneous concept which contradicts Islam's message, because in Islam is a religion of peace and tolerance, and there is no room in Islam for terrorism, and this book is basically about that. So the words Islam and terror cannot stand by side. For example, yes.
Dr. Babuna, I have a question to ask right off the bat, because if I don't ask it, I'd be failing at doing my job. We had a very serious incident happen at Fort Hood, Texas here. We have a lot of military listening to the program right now. Was the shooter, the Fort Hood shooter, who was a Muslim, a practicing Muslim, was that an act of terrorism?
Yes. And these terrorists, whether they have Muslim identities, that doesn't mean anything, because the terror they perpetrate cannot be labeled Islamic terror. Or, for example, if called Jewish terror, if the perpetrators were Jews, or Christians, if they were Christians, Christian terror. So the fundamental ideology of terrorism is Darwinism, because Darwinism is the ideology that leads to terror and violence. And these people, these so-called terrorists, have been through Darwinist education in Western countries such as US, for example, UK, or European countries. Because Darwin legitimized violence by claiming that humans are, in essence, animals struggling for life. So basically, Darwinism is the ideology that proposed that conflict is a motivating force that brought about development in living creatures. So according to this definition, Darwinism defines an ethical understanding and method that could influence various worldviews. And the fundamental concept behind this understanding and method is fighting those who are not one of us. And of course, if you ask the people on the street, they may never heard of Darwinism. However, they agree with a view whose philosophical basis rests on Darwinism. And if you remove Darwinism, if Darwinism is taken away, and no philosophy of conflict remains. However, there is no killing innocent people in Islam. In Islam, Allah forbid, it is very unlawful to kill innocent people. For example, there is a verse in Quran, Surah number 5, verse 32. Allah says, if someone kills another person, it is as if he had murdered all mankind. And if anyone gives life to another person, it is as if he had given life to all mankind. So somebody cannot be a Muslim and terrorist at the same time.
All right. Well, Dr. Babuna, we've heard all about what's going on in the world around us. Of course, they walk amongst us, we like to say, over here with the people that are in these cells that they're still looking for and whatnot. I know that Islam is basically a religion that's practiced by a lot of people around the world, and I also realize that a lot of people might have a misconception over what the purpose is behind it. But I have to ask you this. We have a trial that's going to be going on in New York City, and they're going to be bringing these alleged terrorists, one of them the mastermind of the September 11th World Trade Center and the other hijacking plots, to New York City for trial. If you were in our shoes, would you support doing something like that, or would you have left them where they were and let them be tried by a military tribunal?
Well, of course, they can be open the case and to go to the trial. But the most important thing is education, because without education, you cannot eradicate terrorism and anarchism. This is the most important issue. For example, if you catch this terrorist, there's going to be another one. If you go through Darwinist education, if you teach people, the young brains, Darwinism in the schools, which claims, of course, you are animals and you struggle for life to remain alive, and if you're strong, you remain alive. If you give this mentality, that's always going to lead to anarchism, terrorism, communism, and fascism. So to eradicate that, we have to do an intellectual struggle against Darwinism and eradicate materialist and Darwinist ideologies. Darwinism is the ideology of conflict. If you take away Darwinism, no ideology of conflict remains. That is very important. And the cause of terrorism is bigotry and ignorance.
Okay, and Dr. Babuna, in the event that someone wanted to go and read some of your works or some of your Mr. Harum Yana, that's the books that we talked about there with the title Islam Denounces Terrorism. Where would we go to do that, please?
Okay, his website is www.harunyahya.com, and it is HARUNYAHYA.com, and also www.islamdenouncesterrorism.com.
Okay, and I thank you very much for that. Now, will you entertain taking a telephone call or a question, please?
Yes, of course.
All right. I'm going to get someone on the line from New York City, and if you'll bear with me, I'm going to ask you a question while we're doing that, because I have someone that's just sent me an email on the internet here, and we're going to get him on the line. He's a retired New York City police officer who was at the World Trade Center, was in the same place where I was on the same day, and I know he has a question to ask you. But in briefing more about your book and about your foundation, you are at a university in Istanbul. Is that my understanding? Is that correct?
Well, my education is from Istanbul University, New York University, University of California, San Francisco, and University of California, Berkeley. I've been through these universities at different times.
Okay, now I've got a friend of mine on the telephone right now. We call him the coach. He's a very good friend of mine, Kevin Collins. Coach, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Coach, you're listening to this from New York. Would you like to ask a question of Dr. Babuna?
Yes, I would. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I have done some research on this question, and in my research, I came across the fact that a few years ago, at least, a project was launched by some Turkish Islamic and Quranic scholars who want to actually create a new Quran that would exclude the verses of the sword. Now, can you speak to that? Do you know anything about that?
Well, this is definitely wrong, of course. The Quran is the same, and it's going to stay the same under protection of Allah until the doomsday. So nobody can change the Quran. And Islam is a religion of peace and tolerance and justice and mercy and love. So there is no killing innocent people. And in fact, you regard even the unbelievers who associate Allah with other deities, also you have to protect them, and you also have to regard people of the book in great respect and protect them. So there is no harming people in Islam, definitely not. Yeah, it is very important that in Islam, the war situation only for defense. So, for example, if you somebody attacks you and endanger your life is under danger, your family is under danger, your children and your neighbors and your friends, in that situation, you can declare a war. However, Allah says also in the Quran that never overdo it, never go beyond the limits. So if you stop their attack, you have to stop there. There is no killing people. For example, in September 11 attack, there were Muslims, there were Jews, there were Christians killed under this attack. So there is no justice for this attack. This is terrorism, and terrorism is unlawful, haram according to Islam. It is haram, it is unlawful according to Christianity, it is unlawful according to Judaism. In these three divine religions, there is no killing innocent people, there is no room for terrorism.
All right, well, Dr. Babuna, we thank you very much for calling in today from Istanbul, Turkey. We appreciate you telling us about the book, Islam Denounces Terrorism, and we will speak to you again real soon, and thank you very much, sir.
Thanks a lot. I love Americans. Have a good day.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, folks, the Captain's America will be rolling on here.